Today in Florida, the widow of NASCAR racer Dale Earnhardt is meeting with representatives from the Orlando Sentinel newspaper. They're trying to resolve a dispute over the autopsy photos taken after Earnhardt's fatal accident at the Daytona 500 stock car race last month. Teresa Earnhardt wants the pictures of her husband kept private. Officials with the paper want them examined in order to figure out how Earnhardt died and whether better safety measures might have saved his life. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It's been nearly a month since millions of racing fans saw Dale Earnhardt slam into the concrete wall at Daytona.
The three cars out.
Big trouble.
Big wreck behind them.
While many watching the Fox TV broadcast can remember details of the crash, the way Earnhardt's black number 3 car first fishtailed, the way it then veered up across the track and into the wall, what happened inside the car, what killed Dale Earnhardt, still is a mystery. First, there was the autopsy report from the county where he died.
The coroner of Volusia County came out and said that it was basal skull fracture that caused his death.
Tim Franklin is the editor of the Orlando Sentinel newspaper.
3 days later, the chief physician for NASCAR said, no, his death was caused by a seatbelt failure, which has never happened in the modern history of auto racing, and that it caused massive injuries to the front of his body.
Because of this conflict over how Earnhardt died, the Sentinel is trying to get access to Earnhardt's autopsy photos, which have been sealed at the request of his widow, Teresa. She worries the graphic pictures will end up in the wrong hands and appear on the internet. Thousands of NASCAR fans have supported her, blasting the Sentinel with nasty phone calls and emails, like the one that read, "You sick bastards. If you want to see photos of dead people, go dig up your own family." But Sentinel editor Tim Franklin says critics have it wrong.
We don't want these pictures published. We don't want to see them published anywhere else.
The Sentinel, he says, wants to have an independent head trauma expert look at the photos and make a final judgment on the cause of death. If Earnhardt died from the fracture at the base of his skull caused by a violent whipping motion of the head, he will have been the fourth NASCAR driver to die that way in less than a year. And that, says Franklin, constitutes a crisis in driver safety.
What if there were 4 deaths in the NFL? In 9 months, and it turned out that the helmets weren't as safe as they should be? What if there were 4 deaths in boxing in 9 months? There'd be inquiries into those sports. We now have had 4 deaths in 9 months in NASCAR, and I think these are all very serious questions that need to be debated.
While the dispute over autopsy photos is grabbing headlines, NASCAR continues to deal with the Earnhardt accident in its own somewhat peculiar way. NASCAR officials have been criticized for secrecy in past crash investigations, and they've said very little since the first couple of days after the Earnhardt crash. A spokesman recently was quoted as saying an investigation is in progress, but he declined a request to comment for this story. Drivers, on the other hand, are quite willing to talk about the safety issues of the moment, such as the head and neck safety or Hans device, which some say could have prevented Earnhardt's fatal injuries. NASCAR veteran Brett Bodine says more and more drivers are asking him about the Hans. He started using it last July, and since then hasn't driven a lap without it.
I was in a crash at Bristol, Tennessee last year where I hit another car head-on, and you know, I hurt my chest in the crash because of the force of the crash, but my neck had no pain or no injury at all, and certainly would have had some if I were not wearing the Hans device.
But as strong as his feelings are, Bodine just as fiercely defends the rights of drivers to do what they want when it comes to safety. While the outside world wonders why NASCAR doesn't mandate devices like the Hans or advanced safety belts or full-face helmets, the men who race the cars remain unanimous in their belief that no one should tell them what to do. Driver Mark Martin.
I don't want to add something to my car that actually winds up hurting me, because I've survived 20 years in Winston Cup racing, and I don't want to put something in my car that changes that.
Critics say this kind of attitude lets NASCAR off the hook because the organization could face major liability issues if it forced drivers to use a safety device that backfired. But the pressure on NASCAR to act may grow if the Orlando newspaper wins the current autopsy photo dispute. If the paper and Teresa Earnhardt can't reach an agreement by next Monday, a Florida judge will decide. Tom Goldman, NPR News.